Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 6. Our text is found in the latter part of verse 18 and verse number 19. The Bible says, "We might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul." And we've been looking at that thought, which hope we have. And the passage here is introduced by the promise that God made to Abraham. And the scripture says, "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee." And we saw yesterday how that the use of the word, double use of the word, blessing I will bless, multiplying I will multiply, and how that is an expression to emphasize a truth and to expand upon a truth. Oftentimes you'll see words repeated in the Hebrew and Greek languages in order to express terms of comparison, instead of using like ER or EST on the end of the word. A word will be repeated twice or three times. And so this pledge, a quite significant pledge. Matter of fact, the greatest pledge of all Scripture was made in the Old Testament to Abraham by God. And God said it's true. He could swear by no greater. He swore by himself. And then the Bible says, and so. Now talking about Abraham. And so he had, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now ultimately this is going to point back to our salvation and how ultimately you and I are going to obtain the promise of eternal life. But let's just think about, did Abraham receive the promise that God would multiply him? Remember now, he's childless. At 75 years of age, he and his wife, they're childless. And God comes to him and says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to multiply you. You're going to have children. And I'm going to multiply you greatly. And, of course, we know some things went on in between. And Abraham and Sarah sought to satisfy this promise that God made by means of the flesh. But the promises of God are never fulfilled by the means of the flesh. The things of the flesh and the means of the flesh are contrary to God and to God's ability to act and to fulfill something. And so the Bible says, after he had patiently endured. Now, I guess it's a matter of opinion as far as, the Bible says he patiently endured, but he wasn't so patient when it came to Hagar, of course, and of course that led to Ishmael and all that followed. But did you know that it was another 25 years before God actually answered the promise of the promised son? The Bible says, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Abraham received what God had pledged. And can I tell you, so will we. So will we. The Bible says, for those who have fled to God for refuge, for those who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, and it's a strong consolation. Somebody said, but preacher, times are hard and things are bad. Yeah, but hallelujah, we have strong consolation. We have a promise. And we have a promise that the worst thing that can happen to the child of God is for us to be left in this old world. And my friend, the best is always yet to come for the redeemed. And just as Abraham received a promise of God and then ultimately the promise was fulfilled, so someday you and I will receive the promise of that anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Father, bless your word in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.